This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Joe Zepecki, Democratic political consultant, will be joining us coming up at 10:33. The government will continue to function.
Good job, everybody.
Until March. We'll talk about the continuing resolution that got passed Friday.
Can you
hear
that?
It was Friday, right?
Yeah, can you hear that? That's the can being kicked down the road.
Again, yet again. So we will talk about that with Joe Zepecki. Also, this morning, it's out there. Matt Gaetz is suing the House Ethics Committee to prevent the release of this ethics report they did on him. It's out there.
It was released.
CBS News has it. ABC News has it. We will be talking about this report about Matt Gaetz. Wow. Donald Trump wanted this man to be the Attorney General of the United States.
I don't know what you're talking about. The things they said in there, that's the perfect resume for a Donald Trump appointee.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. Next hour, we are going to lighten things up because we are just 2 days away from Christmas. So right after the 11 o'clock news, we're going to ask you to tell us, here's the question.
Yeah.
Always be friends with a blank.
Yeah. Keep it clean, people.
Keep it clean. Always be friends with a blank.
Yeah.
So it's a person who either does a job or has something that you would like to be adjacent to.
And when we mean that, we also mean like you be friends with this person. Don't just Don't just have them in their life because they do this thing.
No, right. But always be friends with a blank. That will come up after the 11 o'clock news. There is a special Happy Days
Christmas
anniversary.
Episode. Yeah.
Anniversary,
yeah.
That we're going to mark. Coming up at 11:20, 11:30, I've never heard of these before. Schaus versus barn dominium. Schaus is a combination of a shed and a house, and a barn dominium is
what,
kind of.
Why are you? He's like, you got to let him think on it. You can ruin the surprise.
Well, I didn't know this was a thing. It is.
It is. It's totally a thing.
And then we will wrap it up, of course, with this shouldn't be a thing. Who is that edition, holiday edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing?
Yeah.
So I hope you can stay with us for that. We wanted to start off, though. This came up last week when Calvin and I were talking and we were getting ready to get some things prepped for the show. And we didn't have a chance to talk about it last week. But our resident young person, Calvin, is not very happy with the Democratic Party. Calvin, you want to tell us what happened last week that has you a little annoyed?
Yeah, so in preparation of the new Congresses being sworn in, there's been some discussion about committee leaderships. And following the election, I had been understood that Nancy Pelosi was interested in seeing new leadership in these positions.
Mm-hmm.
And then that seems to not be the case after AOC was. From the stories I've heard, Nancy Pelosi kind of undermined AOC's bid for exactly what position I'm blanking on.
It was head of the Oversight Committee. It was
House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, she would have been the prime minority leader on the House Oversight Committee.
She's 35 years old. Instead, they picked 74-year-old Representative Jerry Connolly.
Very white, very old, very male.
And he was just diagnosed not too long ago with esophageal cancer, I believe, which is terrible.
I
wish him well. But what I know, he's had how many terms? He's been there for 16 years. He has served on the committee for 16 years. The final vote, 131-84. But again, after the election loss, it was a loss. And now we're back to the same old guard in all the leadership positions.
Yeah.
So nothing has changed.
And what I thought, you know, we were, this is not just something that I would, I mean, I understand from Calvin, from your point of view, why this would be frustrating. I think that's why it's important that people like Ben Wickler are running for chair of the National Party, because they will maybe be able to influence some of those decisions to say, hey, you need to put younger. And here's the thing is, to young people, 35 is old.
Is 35 old, Calvin?
Well, I'm 26, so I wouldn't say 35 is old.
But I'm saying like new voters, 18-year-olds and people who are coming up who might want to do something. Like AOC has been there for a while. She's not new, and she's 35 years old. She's closer to 40 than she is being, you know, a Gen Zer. So, but the fact that they just could not allow this to happen, it's not just, I mean, I see Calvin's frustration, but I, as someone who's Generation X, 47, I'm frustrated by this, because when Nancy Pelosi stepped down from leadership, she said this, it was either this year or last year, I want to see more diversity. I want to see younger leadership. And that's Chuck Schumer's still around. They're not going to go until they're kicking and screaming. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, that was shameful to watch. It was shameful to watch. She should have stepped down long ago.
Without a doubt. And there's a couple others, too.
Yes.
That we're going to get to in a minute. But, Tony, on the live stream, I think you make a really good point. Dan Pfeiffer had a great take on this, saying Democrats are making a huge mistake not putting someone who understands news cycles and how to communicate a message front and center. This is a huge mistake. I agree.
I think it's also going to keep people from running for these bigger seats. I mean, these younger people might run for city council, which are very important to run for, but they might see it as, well, you know, you can run for Congress when you're 25, but I'm too young to. No, you are age appropriate. If you're 25, you get to run for Congress. And if you have ideas, go for it. But this sort of behavior is going to keep the younger people from running or being involved. And
it's discouraging.
It's discouraging. I mean, the DNC this year was a representation of what happens when you let younger people run the show and older people step back and say, let us be the states people. Let us be the advisors. Let us do our thing and help them how they need it, but let them run the show. This is just bonkers behavior, in my opinion.
It's very, very disappointing.
Yeah,
I'm 64 and I'm disappointed. I think there should be changes.
Yeah, I think there should be an age limit in Congress.
Yeah, I think so too. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Jean from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thank you for joining us.
In a couple weeks, and I got to say that I am 100% with Calvin. That woman is so outstanding. The people who get to watch her in action, she's great. She's intelligent. She fights very hard for the people, and I don't understand. I couldn't believe that when that happened. I was outrageous. But I made sure I called and let her know, please don't give up, because there needs to be changes for everybody. And she's the one that brought me back to support Democrats.
Yeah.
Because of how outstanding she is and how she cares. I mean, they were down there fighting for those little kids being taken away from their parents that Trump did last time he was in office. Everywhere there's issues, that woman's there taking part in helping the people of our country, all people of our country. So thank you. I didn't mean to go on and on.
Not at all, Jean.
You're great, Jean.
You are
don't
welcome
worry about
anytime.
It. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Merry Christmas, Jean. Thank you so very, very much. Yeah, it's, and I wish everybody was as engaged as Jean is with calling politicians and being involved in the process. She's one of the most, she's very knowledgeable.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is like AOC since coming into office has always been seen as threatening because she does it her way. And her way isn't, I think, anything, you know, it's not vulgar. It's not disrespectful. It's just, I will not sit down. I will not be told what to do. I represent my people, my district. And we want action, and we're going to take action. And you can, and I'm sure for many, many years when women were serving in Congress, they were said, well, that's very lovely. You have the idea, but why don't you let us do it? And she doesn't sit down. She doesn't shut up. And it's great. I love it.
We have Steve from Milwaukee texting in. It's the geriatric Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lama from Madison also texting in. Democrats have had two great presidents in the last two decades. Republicans have had two horrible presidents in 20 years. But I still think, as far as leadership goes, the Democrat, I mean, and even the Republican side seems to be younger than the Democratic side in Congress.
I will say this, the faces that are recognized as the leaders are, and we might not like them, but your Matt Gaetzes, your Boberts, your MTGs, you know.
Mid-30s, early 40s.
Yep, yep. They have the Generation X millennial voice. And like I said, you might not like it, but at least the Republicans are not shying away from that and putting not putting the camera in front of Chip Roy all the time.
Well, Chip's going to have some trouble now because he got in trouble over the whole budget thing. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Ben from West Bend is on the line. Good morning, Ben. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. And, I would like to see more people, like, you know, in their 40s and maybe in the 30s and that start running for all offices, even in the state of Wisconsin here, too. I mean, we need some sort, because it's no longer this boring, long, drab speeches. We need some, you know, emotion.
Yep.
I mean, people like Chuck Schumer and these people need to start retiring.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, more. I mean, I saw the insurgents when Bernie was running for president. The young crowd was coming out of the woodwork. And that's what the National Party needs and all over the states needs again. This young, energetic, you know, get people out to vote, you know, energized about making a change.
You're absolutely right, Ben. Yep. We agree.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling.
And I think the other thing, too, is when you see people who are in their 20s and 30s and 40s running for these offices, whether they're state, Senate, Assembly, Congress, or Senate, is they have vested interest in this country. They're younger. They have young.
Yes.
They might have young kids. They're newly married. They have, like, there is an investment to make this country better, whereas these older people in their 80s, they're millionaires. It doesn't matter to them.
We're going
to
keep this conversation going. If you'd like to join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Sweet Gal B coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about Democrats' decision to pick 74-year-old Representative Jerry Connolly to lead the Dems next year as the head of the House Oversight Committee over 35-year-old Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I think this is a mistake, and I think a lot of people think that this is a mistake. Calvin's very irritated, our resident young person.
Well, honestly, like what we've learned in just the past segment is that 40s, 60s, 20s, Gene, who is going to be 70, a lot of people are irritated, and I think it has less to do with the age and more on where you want to see your party go. And you have to eventually turn the reins over to the younger people.
Yes.
Because they're going to be the ones, you want to give it to them in their 30s so they can run it for 20, 30 years and say, all right, we're in our 50s and 60s. time to give it a time to give it to them.
Well, and we talked about this when I did a short shot on Pat Kreitler's show this morning on North News. It's about succession.
Yeah.
And getting people in there who can then take over for you.
Yeah.
And as we kind of alluded to before we went to the break, Nancy Pelosi is one of the richest people in Congress.
Yeah.
Go live a great retired rich lady life.
Yeah. Just Google Nancy Pelosi and stock market. You'll
be surprised. Steve from Milwaukee texting in, there is no far left. The conservatives have simply moved so far to the extreme right that any policy that actually helps the common citizen rather than the oligarchs is viewed by them as a threat. The majority of policies put forward by Democrats are considered moderate in nearly every other country with a representative government, and AOC represents that. I think that's a great point, Steve. And I think, though, too, the other problem is getting the message out there.
Yes.
So that the people who need to be convinced can at least hear that message.
And I think one of the other things, too, and Calvin, did you have any, I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to add. I didn't want to.
Well, I just wanted to throw in that just the nature of Nancy Pelosi's political career being a lifelong in the House of Representatives for going on 30 years, it's just against what the framers of the Constitution had in mind with the two houses. Like the Senate, you have a 6-year term, only a third is up every 2 years. It's supposed to be slow. You're supposed to be in there by design. The House, you have a 2-year term. It's a whole new Congress every 2 years. It should be responsive to the people. And I don't see how someone like Nancy Pelosi spending 15 terms in Congress and then not having much to show for it as far as affecting the lives of average people is conducive to our democracy.
Well, and certainly at this point in her life, how in touch with regular people is Nancy Pelosi?
Well, and that's, I mean, she is a rich California older person who's going to, she could leave Congress today. Her kids' kids don't ever have to work again, most likely. And I like the way you put that right there. Like the Congress is almost like a living document or like a living document in the sense that it represents the newest things and the trends and what's going on in the world and the legislation that has to come because of it and who needs to represent. And when the Republicans want you to not have power anymore, they take your power away.
Well, not necessarily in every instance.
But my point is that with the Democrats, the problem is we have a lot of infighting. There's fighting in the Democratic Party. It makes us look unstable, whereas the Republicans say maybe they may squabble here and there. They squabbled over the continuing resolution and the shutdown, but they'll fall back into line again and they'll vote again and
or otherwise they just disappear you. Because there is the case of Republican Representative Kay Granger of Texas.
Yes.
Who hasn't been in Washington for over 6 months. She's 81.
Jesus.
She still had tweets out there.
Mm-hmm.
But she apparently is living at an assisted living and memory care facility.
Because?
Because she was having some dementia issues late in the year, according to one of her sons. She's been missing for months.
Yep.
And at least as far as what I have read, they were putting out the appearance that she was still engaged and casting votes and involved in the process, and she hasn't been.
And what I'm about to say here is not to sound disrespectful to either party or either person, but in that 6 months, the GOP did a lot of talking about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities if he messed up a sentence or repeated himself or said something wrong. We're just finding out about Kay Granger now.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, too, is that's a horrible thing to go through.
Absolutely.
My wife's side of the family has dementia in there, and they've gone through it, and I've watched it happen. I'm going to say this. Thank goodness she has access to quality health care.
You're right. And then there's another one. This is from Ken Klippenstein. 79-year-old congressman curses at photographer. Congressman David Scott, who's a Democrat, yelled at a photographer last week, "What gives you the right to take my picture, a-hole?"
Jesus.
He's senile. I don't know about that, but certainly there is decline among some of our elder statesmen. And I'm sorry, my friends. You have to recognize when it's time to pick up and move along.
The thing, too, is if you're in Congress or you're a senator, if you're in for long enough, and you retire,
you're great.
You're gonna get a pension. They're gonna ask you to be on boards. You're gonna write a book. You're gonna go on television. You're gonna make money.
Appearances. Oh yeah.
But it's the power. They want that power, and they want to be recognized. After you're not in Congress anymore, you're just former congressman.
Yeah, but you still are always a former. But you're still a congressman.
I can still put the same money on my bed and swim around on it.
It needs to. You got to clear the way.
Yes.
For people who are coming up.
Yes.
You have to clear the way.
And younger people shouldn't intimidate the older people. And just because AOC speaks how she speaks doesn't make her less than as a representative. She is fantastic and remarkable. And the future.
News is coming up next. When we return, political consultant Joe Zepecki will be with us. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take your time.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that puts the Leon continues to actively ruin. I do want to remind you that we do have a winter weather advisory in effect. It kicked in at 9 o'clock. It goes until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And this is for Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, Sauk, Iowa, Dane, Lafayette, Greene, and Rock counties. And then in effect until 6 p.m., for Ozaukee, Washington, Waukesha, Jefferson, Marquette, Green Lake, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Columbia, and Dodge counties, they are concerned about freezing drizzle, which is always never good.
It's very weird to be like, major winter storm warning for freezing drizzle.
But it's so deceptive because you can't tell. And so just, I know.
We need a new name for freezing drizzle. That's what I'm saying.
Slippery. It could be very, very slippery,
yeah.
Especially on untreated roadways. And be careful on bridges and overpasses. Again, that can be very deceptive. And we don't want you to get hurt. And just a reminder to download the 511WI.gov yes. app. Because that will show you where all the accidents are all across the state. It's very, very handy. It's an app. You can pull it up on your computer, 511WI.gov, and just take a look before you hit the roads. And so you'll know where everything is, that where you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited to be joined by our next guest. It's been a while. Political consultant Joe Zepecki is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays to you. In a little bit, we're going to get to talking about the Zepecki holiday traditions. Want to find out what happens in your household. What
madness. Madness is the short answer.
Absolute madness. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we wanted to start off with, we have a budget for a couple of months.
Sort of.
Ish.
You know, Mike Johnson and his MAGA conference don't really know how to govern. When Speaker Johnson took over for former Speaker McCarthy, one of the things they swore up and down was they were going to do the budget the right way. which is to break it apart and do, I think it's like between 9 and 13 different spending bills and get an actual budget. And of course, they couldn't do that.
Right.
They couldn't do that with the 4 or 5 seat majority that they had in the last Congress. And now they have less margin for error because Democrats picked up a seat in the congressional elections earlier this year. And so even though the going into the new Congress, it's 220 to 215, three members of the Republican conference have been nominated for positions in the new Trump administration.
Right.
So you basically have 217 to 215, 215 being the number of Democrats, which means Johnson will only be able to lose one Republican vote. And even and if he does that, then it's just it's a tie vote if all the Republicans stay united. So, yes, we have a continuing resolution, a budget can that got kicked down the road again.
Yes.
But what we saw on full display is chaos is coming. We knew it was coming with a new Donald Trump administration. Chaos is also coming to the Congress. There is not a Republican alive who can navigate a one-seat majority in the Congress. So buckle up, folks. It's gonna be crazy.
Well, I wouldn't have thought it would be possible to have a Congress that was less productive than the one that we have now. That's almost an accomplishment in and of itself.
There you go. Way to look on the bright side.
I'm trying, Joe. I'm scrambling here. I'm scrambling. But what really kills me is so they had a deal. They had a deal on Wednesday that was, 1,500 pages. And then Trump and President Musk started tweeting about don't sign this deal and lift the debt ceiling and blew that deal up. And then they came back with another one. And the one that they agreed on Friday, from what I understand, is essentially the same as the original 1,500-page agreement. And they didn't lift the debt ceiling.
No, Trump and Musk didn't get the things they wanted. And in the process, they ruined the trust that existed between Johnson and House Democrats. And, you know, listen, legislating and governing is hard. I'm not here to suggest otherwise. When you, as the Speaker of the House, strike a deal with Hakeem Jeffries, who is the leader of Democrats in Congress, and say, here's what we're going to do. And then you change the deal and you walk away from the table. You have broken faith. You have broken trust. And Democrats rightly said, you know what? This is your mess then. We're not going to help you because you broke your word. You don't have anything more than your word to go on. In situations like that, there may be votes when Mike Johnson needs Democrats to do responsible governing in the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 4 years. And he has made that more difficult, or to be more pointed about it, Donald Trump and Elon Musk made that more difficult for him, in part because they just flat out lied. I mean, there was never a 40% pay increase for members of Congress in that legislation. So either Elon Musk is too stupid to know that there was a decimal point where it was a 4% or 3.8% cost of living adjustment.
It was like $6,000.
Right. Or he willfully misinformed the American people what was in it. There was no $3 billion in federal taxpayer money for a football stadium. He's either too dumb to know that that's not what the legislation said, or he was willfully misrepresenting what was in the legislation to the American people. And you have to ask why. Is it because he's looking out for his own interests that he paid $200 million in campaign cash to support Donald Trump to do, and for the expense got a seat at the right hand of government? I don't know. But Elon Musk is making this more difficult, and it was already going to be difficult to begin with.
I've been saying for the past couple of days here, when I see articles that read in the headline, Trump, Musk, and Congress can't get together on a budget. The fact that his name is in that headline,
no one voted
is
for him,
crazy. And one of the things they were talking about last week, and this is MTG, and I know her word is about as good as a $3 bill, but the notion that, you know, how much longer is Mike Johnson going to have that job? And she's talking about, oh, we should have Elon Musk be our Speaker of the House. Just that the chatter of that alone isn't good, let alone the notion of it actually coming to a ridiculous vote.
Yeah, that MTG is a good reminder that one seat majority working majority that Mike Johnson has to work with is contingent upon people as Looney Tunes as Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Mace, and Lauren Boebert.
Yeah.
So good luck, my friend.
Well, and I saw over the weekend, I want to say that, because I don't think Mike Johnson is going to survive as Speaker. Don't they vote next month?
January 3rd, the January new Congress 3rd. Will be sworn in.
Yeah.
And you would, under normal times, just have a quick vote. And then you would have a speaker. That's how it always was when Nancy Pelosi was speaker. And, you know, we haven't seen an alternative emerge yet. But, you know, a guy like Jim Jordan is just waiting in the wings going, is this my moment?
Oh, and yes.
We could be headed for a replay of, what was it, 16 or 17 votes last time before Kevin McCarthy became the speaker?
It's 15. Got him on the 16th, okay. 16th round choice, 16th pick.
You know what I always say, Greg?
Yeah.
The 16th time's the charm.
That's where the magic is.
That's the sweet pick. Absolutely.
The question I have, too, is that, you know, as we're seeing the polling numbers come out, this was by no means a red wave either. This wasn't a major mandate on Donald Trump.
No.
This wasn't a major mandate on the GOP. And one of the things I keep on thinking about is, and especially with Elon kind of waiting in the wings there doing his thing, how much more difficult will it allow? Let me say this here. How will it prove a problem to get the Project 2025 agenda done when you don't have this massive mandate for him and you've got a guy like Elon who I don't think really cares about Project 2025? He cares about himself. He'll get in the way of it. So has that all kind of made a roadblock for it?
Less so than I would like. The reality is that a lot of what was in Project 2025, they can try and do administratively by executive action. And even if it's things that should be done that way, my guess is they will try and tell a court, stop us.
Joe, we're going to have you pop back in and out again. We're getting some weird phasing stuff with your microphone.
Yeah.
And you may want to just try and pop out and come back. Now he can't hear us.
So, Jane, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. We were talking about...
Or Joe, just call us back. Call the phone number.
Well, he can't hear us. Maybe you can...
Fair point.
...talk to him in the chat.
There we go.
We were talking about the continuing resolution, once again, kicking the can down the road. Now we will have a budget until March, and Andrew had a text come in that I think is really important to include. Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK, says the signed bill had a few significant changes, including removing restrictions on AI business in China, which directly benefits Elon Musk.
Yep.
And that's something that I think we should all be very, very cognizant of, is his closeness. Elon's got SpaceX contracts with the United States government.
Oh, he's got 50,000 satellites in the air.
Yeah. I mean, he's all up in this business, and now he's the right-hand guy. Essentially vice president, it seems, because J.D. Vance should be on a milk carton somewhere. No one can find him.
And the other thing, too, to remember is that you've got people like Larry. He's the owner of Oracle. Can't remember his last name. But now you also have Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos giving money to the campaign, to the
inauguration.
The inauguration, because they all now want to be in good with him. And I feel like Elon will be the guard post, the guideway, be like, let my friends in too. Let us all have our ways.
Well, his buddy, Elon's buddy now is going to be head of NASA. It's like, why don't we just call him President-elect Musk, Joe?
Shadow president.
Well, I think the term that's been going around Capitol Hill is Prime Minister Musk. So
oh, really?
It's slightly different. Yeah, you don't want to get on President Trump, you know, president to be Trump's bad side. And, you know, he doesn't like sharing a spotlight with anybody.
True.
So they'll just call him Prime Minister Musk.
Okay.
Who again? Nobody voted for him.
No one voted for him. Nobody voted for him. We got a couple of minutes left before we go to the break. And I did want to mention Matt Gaetz is not having a good day today. The House Ethics Committee did release their report. It's on CBS. It's on ABC News, even though he is now suing them. But it's out there. It looks bad. It looks really quite bad.
It doesn't just look bad. It is bad. Matt Gaetz is a bad guy. Donald Trump's first pick to be his attorney general, the chief law enforcement officer in the country, paid for sex, apparently like up to $90,000.
Yeah.
Was using his congressional office to buy drugs. Among the women he paid for sex was a then 17-year-old who got $400 after having sex with him. This is a bad guy. And the notion that for even a half a second, he was the nominee to be Attorney General of the United States, I'd say it is like in normal times, right? If you could rewind the clock to 10 years ago and say, by the way, the incoming Attorney General nominee paid a minor for sex, it would have been the biggest scandal in American political history. And now, because of what Donald Trump has done to our politics and how far the bar has been lowered, people aren't even going to bat an eye.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's yesterday's news.
Well, they're also going to say, it's fake. It's not real. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Prove it.
It's very disturbing to me as a woman that paying for sex, having sex with minors, sexually assaulting women, just doesn't, it's not a thing. No, it doesn't bug anybody anymore. Doesn't seem to bother anybody anymore.
It's a cabinet of creeps.
Yeah.
It's not just Gates. I mean, Hegseth has a very checkered past. For even Linda McMahon, like, helped cover up sexual assault and harassment. It's just, the bar has been lowered, and maybe people don't care. I still do. Character matters.
Absolutely. We're going to continue our conversation with Democratic consultant Joe Zepecki. We're going to talk about Zepecki family Christmas traditions. That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow, of course, Christmas Eve, things going to be a little bit different. Join Pete Schwabba for a special holiday episode of Nightlight tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m., and then the entire Civic Media Network going all Christmas music all throughout Christmas Day. So spend the day with us tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. Pete Schwabba with a special edition of Nightlight. And then all Christmas music all the time until midnight on Christmas Day. Kind of getting in the spirit of the season with our guest political consultant Joe Zepecki. Joe, what are the Zepecki family Christmas traditions? What has to happen? What has to be on the table? How does this work in the Zepecki kingdom?
Well, we did some of it this weekend. We made 80 pounds of Polish sausage by hand. That's a smaller scale operation than usually. We usually make about 120 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
So we have a little bit left over. So Polish sausage is a family tradition going back to, I mean, they were making it by hand in my grandparents' basement when my mom first met my dad's parents back in the day. And the tradition continues. So we'll have a lot of Polish sausage on the table. We also give out the occasional 3-pound bag as a gift. If you're on Santa's good list for the year, make sure you're nice. And so that's really the first one, the big one. So we did that yesterday.
How many hours did it take you to do 80 pounds of Polish sausage?
Less than you think. We were slower than usual, and it took us 2 hours to do 80 pounds.
Oh, that's...
How many people did you have?
It's a big operation. I mean, you got to do the casings, and you got to mix the meat and the spices, And that, you know, takes some work. And then once you're putting it in the crankcase, you know, putting the casings on it, you got one person turning the crank, one person doing the casings, another person twisting the sausages and cutting them into links, then another person who's weighing out the 3-pound bags, and then a final person bagging. So it's a whole assembly line in my aunt's kitchen.
I have so many questions about this.
I feel like he answered just all of them.
No. So on the hierarchy scale, what is the best position to have in the making of the sausages? Is it the cranking of the sausage? Is like the casing, doing the casings, the lesser of the jobs?
What I would say is the best position to be in is my mother's position, who is now in charge of the operation because she gets to sort of call her own number and do whatever the hell she wants.
Nice.
She, you know, it used to be my grandma and grandpa, and there's my aunt for a long time. My mom is really in charge now of the whole operation. I think the best value is the utility player. So
like
we have in the last couple of years really tried to make sure that, you know, the younger generation is understanding the different moving pieces. And so one of my younger cousins who's in her 20s was helping with the casings yesterday. My dad recently had shoulder surgery. So I was on turning the crank on this incredible machine that's like got to be 100 years old.
Wow.
I mean, it's that's probably where all the flavor comes from. And, you know, I would say the underrated job is organizing. So there's also somebody who's after the bagging, trying to keep them sorted. And this family gets this many pounds and that family gets that many. And these go in a cooler and those go in the garage until they're ready to go in somebody's trunk. For the ride home.
The distribution, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's quite the process.
This sounds like a drug cartel. We got our operations in the basement.
Greg, I think that says more about you than me, brother.
Fair point. Don't ever come to my house. Are there any special Zepecki traditional cocktails, beverages that are part of this tradition?
No, we're pretty much all business when we're making the sausage.
Gotcha. All right.
We got a job to do. Let's knock it out.
Yep.
And we knocked it out. And so we will get together as a bigger family, extended family on Christmas Eve. And I'd say for probably the last 15, maybe 20 years, we've done a white elephant gift exchange. There's
nice.
Too many of us that
you
can't get gifts for everybody.
Yep.
So we'll do a white elephant. This year is going to be big because we're inviting the little kids. In our family, we, you know, like my parents alone have grandchildren ranging from just over 1 year old to 19 years old and six of them in the middle. So we've got a nice dispersed age range.
Yeah, that's fun.
And even the Cooper, the little 1 year old, he will not be in the white elephant. But 5 year old Micah will be our youngest, my youngest niece. And so we'll do the white elephant. It's a bit of a tradition for our 100-pound dog to, amidst the cacophonous roar of the white elephant, to plop himself down right in the middle and somehow sleep. He's a 100-pound dog, and he could really make a mess of it if he wanted, but he is never happier than when he's sleeping amidst the insanity of the Zepecki extended family's white elephant exchange. I've been described as loud. I'm not the only one in my family. Like, everyone is out loud. It's like a dull roar coming out of the house. So we'll do that on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, people go to their individual families. So we'll be at my mom and dad's on Christmas
Day. Happy Christmas to you and yours, Joe. Thank you so very, very much. And Happy New Year as well. We'll get you back on in a couple of weeks, hopefully. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Joe. Happy holidays.
Sounds good. Wishing everybody peace in the new year.
Yes. Amen. Yes. News is next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.